This is KUT. Having an eviction on your record can be a major hurdle when it comes to finding that next place to live. Often, tenants are forced to navigate the complicated legal process on their own. As KUT's Saida Hassan reports, the Austin City Council is set to vote today on a new counseling service to help people facing eviction.
When I went to meet David Jones at his North Austin apartment, the first thing I noticed was his herb garden. There are rows of parsley, oregano, and thyme sprouting on his front porch. He's still working on the basil.
Once they grow, you can't water the leaves. You have to water them at the base. And they drink a lot.
Jones is a renter. He's a veteran on a fixed income, and he's been living in his current home for 4 years. But his housing story hasn't been an easy one.
In 1999, I was renting a house here in Austin. It was from a friend. I came home on a Friday evening, and there was, I noticed a vacate eviction notice on my door. I panicked, and I moved all my stuff by that Monday.
Jones says it happened after he gave his landlord 30 days notice that he planned to move out. He says the landlord seemed to want him out sooner. After finding a place to live and store his belongings, Jones had to go to eviction court. He says the charges against him were dropped, but he still has an eviction on his record.
The end result has been that that's a mark on my credit report, and every time I move into another apartment, I have to get a letter of recommendation, which to me is very unfair because nobody cares that I'm a veteran. You know, they want to talk about the eviction, and I have to justify why I'm credit worthy or someone that they would want to rent an apartment to.
Jones now serves on the board of the Austin Tenants Council. The nonprofit is supporting a city council resolution brought by Mayor Pro Tem Kathy Tovo to help people going through an eviction. It would create a new counseling service. Juliana Gonzalez is executive director of the Austin Tenants Council. She says in eviction court, people who aren't attorneys can advocate for clients.
The advocates here at the Tenants Council, for example, have a really strong familiarity with the eviction process, legal notices, most of the leases used in town. And so an advocate could do a lot to be able to mediate with a landlord and also to assist a tenant during the eviction hearing itself.
Gonzalez says it's tough to track just how widespread eviction is because not all cases are filed in court. But we know that in Travis County, more than 7,700 eviction petitions were filed from 2014 to 2015. And data from Princeton University's Eviction Lab shows there are about 6 evictions a day in Austin. Mayor Pro Tem Kathy Tovo says she's looked to similar counseling programs across the country that have been effective.
You know, that's a very important way of how we help people keep their housing.
Council members are set to vote on the measure at today's meeting. Saida Hassan, KUT News.